So my name is Murray Roberts, and I'm involved in work for this project on deep sea corals, or what we know as cold water corals. And these are things that live in the deep oceans all around the world, actually. There's many species. So in fact, there's more species of deep sea corals than there are on shallow tropical reefs. This is something few people know about, but it's absolutely fundamental. And this diversity of life has only been discovered and worked on really in the last 10 years or so. Now, all these deep sea corals make their skeletons of calcium carbonate, a kind of lime stone, but the mineral form that they use is called aragonite. Aragonite is very sensitive to ocean acidification. It's much more soluble than other forms of calcium carbonate, and as a result, these corals are in the firing line in terms of the threats that we see coming from ocean acidification right around the world. So the global projections suggest that within 100 years, the waters that these corals now grow in are going to become undersaturated. And that means that they'll simply dissolve. The dead skeletons of these corals will just start to corrode away and dissolve. If that happens, we'll remove the foundations of these cities of the deep sea, and they'll start to collapse in. If that happens, all the creatures that live in those cities are going to have nowhere to live. Those habitats are going to disappear. They're very diverse systems, they're very important. They're storehouses of new chemical compounds for the pharmaceutical industry, and we risk losing that kind of diversity before we even understand it. So a big part of our consortium's work in the deep sea is to understand how those systems function in the present day, and then take the corals and see how they respond to what we think is going to happen to the carbonate chemistry of the seas within the next 100 years. So what we're now planning to do is take 30 scientists to sea on board the Changing Oceans expedition. It leaves in May 2012. We'll spend a month at sea together working on these questions using a robotic submarine, a remotely operated vehicle, which allows us to go down to the deep sea floor, sample the corals individually, bring them back up in really controlled conditions so we can study their physiology on the deck of the ship. And we'll do that for a variety of coral species that we find in the deep ocean off Scotland. And alongside that work, we'll put out experiments actually in the coral reefs down at 800 to 1,000 meters water depth. Those experiments let us understand the dynamics of those environments in situ. And those experiments allow us to then interpret what we do when we bring the corals back up onto the deck of the ship. So it's that kind of combined approach using the future scenarios that is going to allow us to better understand and predict how these things are going to respond to ocean acidification. The next part of the work is then to tell people about what we're doing. So few people know about corals in the deep ocean. We're actually going to take three school children from Benbecula, one of the Scottish Hebridean islands, out to sea with us. They'll come out on a small boat and join us for a whole morning while we're doing our research activities. They'll use the ROV to see the corals that grow in their own sea areas just close to those islands. This is a really exciting opportunity. We're delighted that they can join us to do this work. And then the Outreach Centre in Edinburgh, Our Dynamic Earth, will work with those children and others throughout Scotland to create workshop materials and things that others can use into the future so we can all better understand the impacts of ocean acidification in the deep sea. The reason it's important to engage the next generation is so that we can all understand what is going on, what the changes are that's happening to our planet. And it's the next generation that, in fact, are going to have to deal with the changes that are happening now. We know what's coming down the line, but it's future generations that have to deal with it. And it's our responsibility to let them know what's coming at an early stage and to all work together so that we can adapt and deal with the threats of ocean acidification and global warming.